T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He runs South Beach.
Go holler at my boy Miles at Prime 112, the owner. Definitely drop my name. I'm always good in the MIA.
He has his own commercials.
Thought I spice things up.
He's now taking over the dial as our 95.7 The Game Warriors insider.
Hey, Bonte, I don't play basketball no more. I'm a full-time golfer.
Hey.
Okay?
Here's Darrell Wright.
Oh, my main man. Partner in crime at NBC Sports Bay Area. Former NBA chap. Darrell, or not former, he is an NBA champ. Darrell Wright, of course, former Warrior and member of the Miami Heat. We'll get into both series here. Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals begins today. Tip-off at 6 p.m. Warriors Live starts at 4:30 right here on 95.7 Game with Damon and Rattle, presented by Xfinity Sports Zone, the ultimate sports hub experience. And by the way, in 9 minutes, we're going to ask everybody a question. Know the show. Between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, we're going to have a question for you. 815, caller number one at 844-999-4263, 844-999-4263. We'll go to game number one of the Western Conference Finals tonight at Chase Center. D. Wright, my main man, what's happening?
What's good, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good, man. We had to spice things up last hour. We had these jabronis from Dallas. You could tell they didn't really have any hoop knowledge, because they were talking about, oh, you know, Dirk Nowitzki had the most impressive NBA championship, top three. He won it with nobody. It's like, wait, Jason Kidd's a nobody, Jason Terry's a nobody, Sean Marion's a nobody, Tyson Chandler's a nobody. Obviously, those guys don't know basketball, and they also don't realize how good Stephen Curry is. I mean, the disrespect Stephen Curry's getting already going into the series, where they're saying, hey, Luka's the best player on the floor. Well, I can't wait for Luka to have to play defense on Stephen Curry, because that's going to be barbecue chicken, D, right?
Oh, most definitely, man. I can't wait for this series. It's going to be a challenge for both teams on the defensive end. We all know both sides got a lot of firepower when it comes to offense, but it's going to be one of them series where, hey, man, you're going to have to come guard me as well, just like I got to guard you. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. I can't wait to see the matchups. I've been trying to, you know, put it on paper and see who's going to be matched up with who. What's the best matchups? Because this Dallas Mavericks team try to seek out those mismatches, as we've seen in that Phoenix series. So it's going to be interesting to see who they're going to pick on.
Can I ask you a question as a former player, as somebody who's now, you know, you're in the media, you're kind of like me, you know, we're in the media, but we're not really, you know what I mean? We ain't journalists per se. We're in the sports media game, and I just look across at some of the people putting opinions out there. You're seeing Pat Bev this week just going crazy. How come when we talk about Luka Doncic, right, we elevate him, and he's awesome, and we love him so much, but then we have to pivot. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying the media in general has to pivot to slandering Steph Curry. Why can't we elevate both players simultaneously? Why does it always have to be a negative knock on someone as we elevate someone else?
I think just because negativity is always going to be the selling point. You know, people going to click on that. People going to listen to that. And then it makes people – you know, have an opinion. So I think it's just a conversation starter that people, you know, hate on others. So I think that's the biggest deal. That's what I take from it, because I don't see no positive in hating or being negative. So that's the only reason, in my opinion, why people say certain things, just to get conversation started and people arguing.
Do you believe Pat Bev broke a code, D. Wright? Because I was watching it a little bit yesterday and the day before, and I was like, all right, couple lines are funny here and there. You want to call somebody a cone. But I thought he went a little over the top. You start naming teammates and the conversations you're having. I felt like he broke the code, but I'm not in NBA locker rooms. I wasn't a player. As a former player, do you believe that he kind of towed that line and broke the code there?
Yeah, I think he went too far. We also talking about an all-time great. And CP3. Mm-hmm. I don't care what the beef is between them two. That's offline. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When you become to the media side, when you jump to that side, you got to take out all your personal beefs and the personal things you have against guys and just call it the spade a spade without, you know, getting too personal. I thought he got a little too personal. Pat Beverly, we know that's the type of passion he plays with. He was an underdog, so I understand some of it, but sometimes you can't go on TV and just kill somebody like that, especially with somebody that don't have no defense. You know, you on there, CP, just finished his season. You know, he's probably at home resting, trying to heal up, and, you know, he don't really have an opportunity to defend himself, so that's why I wasn't feeling it.
Do you think you're alone in those opinions? I mean, you can't speak for everyone, but do you think word around the league is people are a little, like, you know, pissed off with Pat Bev?
I don't know if they pissed off. They're probably just saying he's wilding.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing. Like, yo, he's wilding right now. So I think that's what you're hearing more than anything.
What about Steph Curry? Because we were talking about, you know, the Luka-Steph Curry thing, and I just feel like he doesn't get the appreciation nationally that he deserves from the media, per se. And there's always these moving of the goalposts, like, well, you know, he's never been a true point guard, and oh, well, when he did win championships, LeBron, his team was hurt, and then he had to get Kevin Durant. I feel like we're just totally always diluting his accomplishments. You watch him every single day. Do you feel that same way from the national media, that they don't appreciate Steph Curry enough?
Yeah, I think that's just, that comes with being great, man. People don't like greatness sometimes. People want to always critique and try to give somebody else some love. They be feeling like it's time to give somebody else love. We've been giving him love over a decade, so why we still giving him love? He's getting older. So I think a lot of people struggle with that, not understanding, hey, he's still great no matter how long you've been talking about it. It's just like LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ready to be talking about LeBron for 20-plus years now. So people get tired of that. They want to change the narrative. So I think a lot of people, you know, hate on the fact that Steph Curry is still one of the greatest players of all time, still one of the favorites for the kids in the youth community. So. Mm-hmm. I think people just get bored with things nowadays.
No doubt about that. Darrell right here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game, as he is every single Wednesday. Know the show question coming up in 3 minutes. Know the show. You have a chance to win tickets to game number one. We'll give out that question in 2.5 minutes here on the Roast with Darrell Wright on the line. Somebody's going to get lucky and go see game one tonight between the Warriors and Mavericks in the Western Conference Finals. And we're talking about our X factors in this series. And I looked at Draymond Green offensively, D. Wright. I think he's going to continue to have to be aggressive like he was in game six. Shasky looked at Jordan Poole being an X factor coming off that bench and giving the Warriors some energy. Who's your X factor in this Western Conference Finals for the Warriors?
I'm going to have to go with Klay Thompson because, you know, not only is his offense going to be needed, his defense is going to be needed. You got Luka Doncic, Spencer Dinwiddie, Jalen Brunson. Three of the toughest dudes to guard one-on-one. Jalen Brunson, very underrated player. A lot of people are starting to see, you know, him basically his coming out party and how well he can play, how good of a one-on-one player he is. So Klay Thompson being able to get in the stands and get a few stops and then go on the other end and you know, bring 20, you know, knock down some open shots. So I'm going to go with Klay Thompson this round because his defense is going to be needed. We know Wiggs is going to be one of those guys. We know Draymond is going to be one of those guys. So I think Klay Thompson is going to have to be one of those guys that's going to slow down a few guys.
Darrell Wright, defensively, what do you think they're going to do with all this pick-and-roll action with Luka Doncic? We heard so much from Mike Brown and Steve Kerr, various coverages. What do you think some of those looks are going to be? Like, how, are they going to hedge? Are they going to fight through it? Are they going to automatically switch? What do you think they're going to do to Luka?
Well, if we all paid attention to that last series, I think switching might be a bad idea, unless it's going to be one of those big, you know, switching with a guard coming out the corner on a high pick and roll.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you're going to be able to switch on him. I think with Luka Doncic, you got to get the ball in his hand. So you got to blitz him.
Mm.
You got a hard hedge. You got to just mix it up, to be honest with you, because he's so good of a one-on-one player. That's the last thing you want him to be doing is having your guys on the island and just, you know, taking a million dribbles and getting in his bag. So I think the biggest way, you know, with taking him out of the game is getting the ball out of his hand.
I like that a lot. And the Warriors employed some a defensive strategy like that against LeBron James in the finals. Remember, LeBron James would always hunt Steph.
Good call.
And Steph would drop, and somebody else would come up from the defense to make sure that Steph doesn't get put on the island with LeBron James. I anticipate the same thing happening in this series here, but I'm also looking at Andrew Wiggins. And Andrew Wiggins, what about his coming out party Friday night against the Memphis Grizzlies, D, right? 15 points in that second half, 6 rebounds, excellent defense, blocked 3 shots. Wiggins has been steady in this postseason, and he's going to have to be steady again against his Dallas Mavericks team to have a lot of wings on the perimeter there, a lot of 3-and-D guys there. Wiggins is going to be just as important as Klay Thompson, I believe.
Yeah, most definitely, and that's what we talked about pregame. Andrew Wiggins had to have a Andrew Wiggins two-way wigs, an all-star wigs type game for the Warriors to win that game. And he came up big time, and I'm looking forward to him doing the same thing in this series. You know, the attention to detail, slowing down Luka Doncic, I'm pretty sure he's going to be the one that starts on him and takes that challenge. And just sacrificing, you know, maybe some shots, maybe a little bit of offense to lock in and, you know, slow down Luka. So I'm really looking forward to him, you know, going out there using his length, just bothering him and trying to, you know, slow him down. You can't lock him up. You know, you just hope and pray that Luka Doncic is off, but you just got to make it as hard as possible for him.
All right. Hey, we were talking about Steph in the last half hour when we brought up last season. Now it's time for Know the Show. You get to go to game one if you answer this question correctly. Shasky mentioned that a certain player was one of the most important players on last year's roster, and we never talk about him. Which player was it? Again, the question is, Shasky mentioned that a certain player was one of the most important on last year's squad, and we never talk about him. Which player was it? Call right now to contest line 844-999-GAME. That's 844-999-4263.
Hey. So, Darrell, we know Luka's awesome and amazing, and we fear him. And if you had to take away one other guy outside of Luka from Dallas that you're very worried about, who would that player be?
It'd have to be Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson's proven that he could fill it up. You know, Spencer Dinwiddie is on that list as well, but he's been super streaky, you know, last series and throughout the playoffs. So I would definitely say Jalen Brunson. His ability to attack the basket, get 2 feet in the paint, and, you know, also be a playmaker and be able to score. So he does a good job of mixing it up and being a facilitator. So I would say Jalen Brunson is another guy that you got to key on to slow down and not give as many easy looks to him.
You know, looking outside Dallas and Dorian Finney-Smith and Reggie Bullock and the way they're going to try to face guard Stephen Curry, I think it's going to be pretty advantageous for the Warriors when they get into that half court. They're playing 4-on-3 because of Draymond's aggressiveness here. But how do you think Looney will be employed in this series? Kevon Looney with a strong game 6. We know the 22 rebounds, D, right? Warriors out-rebounding Grizzlies 70-44. I don't think Dallas will be as physical as Memphis was in that last series. But how will Looney factor into the series?
I think his toughness, his ability to move his feet against a Luka Doncic, and his ability to understand the coverages and blitzing him and pick and roll, you know, taking Dwight Powell out the game, you know, getting into his body when he's going for those lobs, putting a body on those athletic guys. You got Powell and Claiborne. You got to know where those guys are, being able to defend the 3-point line. So I think he's going to be huge. And you know, I know the attention details, the officer is going to be on the offensive glass like they did last year in the defensive glass. So his rebounding ability is going to be much needed. And then just his leadership, you know, just being able to go out there and play 20 minutes, 30 minutes, or 10 minutes and, you know, stay positive. So I think Loon is going to be a big, big factor in this series as well.
I'm so fired up for game one. Bonte was talking about the break. Let's have a little fun here for a second. He was saying, you know, Chick-fil-A breakfast, very underrated, all right? Very underrated. So that got
I've only
me
had it
thinking.
One time, D-Wright, one time. I was in a pinch. That wasn't bad.
That got me to thinking. I want to know, we've never asked you this. Did you have a specific pregame meal every single time before you played? Or did you have a different meal for different kinds of games? Like, how'd that go for you in the NBA?
Man, I used to be a big time sandwich guy, so like Subway, I used to go there all the time for games. I find the closest Subway and go get me a turkey sandwich, to be honest with you.
Jeez, just turkey?
I went to the pasta, but early on I was doing a lot of Subway sandwiches.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. Now, what about now on television? Because I know how Bonte's stomach gets because I've worked with him a long time. How many different Uber Eats, Grubhubs, DoorDashes has he done throughout this playoff run?
I don't think it'd be many. We eat well when it's a home game.
We eat really good.
The road game, you know, we choose if we're going to eat before or doing the job.
Yeah, we're not going to say last time we ordered Uber Eats, it was on my account, and we had to wait about an hour and a half. And it was during that 55-point or that 39-point beatdown in the hands of Memphis Grizzlies. We had to wait a long, long time. Driver got lost or whatnot. So, but we do eat well at Chase Center. We'll be at Chase tonight.
Barbecue?
We can't give away the secret, Shasky. Can't give away the secret location. But you know what? We're going to be eating good, D-Wright, tonight, baby, watching the Western Conference Finals.
Yes, sir. We definitely are. I can't wait.
You already got your pregame fit out?
I just put it to the side.
I love it, baby.
I got to work on mine, man. D-Wright, I'll see you later tonight, man. It's going down.
You got fits for days.
I don't know what I'm doing, man. It's a game-time decision today.
I'm excited to watch you guys. What time? 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock. 5 o'clock
today
at the Gatehouse.
Yes, sir. I'll see you, fellas.
Sounds good.
All right, D-Wright. Talk to you next week. And, of course, talk to you later on today at the Gatehouse. I'll talk to him at 10 o'clock on our pre-show meeting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.